is the BBC, and it's going bald.
Oh, blast! It's come out again.
Pardon. Nipple.
Rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
Let it suit you, Jim.
Ladies and gentlemen, the BBC have decided to draw back their veil of secrecy and announce to the listeners a Merry Christmas and custard. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Who threw that second-hand Christmas pudding at me eye?
Quick, Doc Snare, turn his teeth behind his back before he can eat it.
I'll get you for this.
Have this! Spelt S-T-O-P with a capital K. How dare you chain up Wallace's dinner manglers during the greedy gut season, huh? What? Just for that, Mr. Sellers.
He's going broody.
Just for that, Mr. Sellers. I'll let the world hear this recording of your bedroom at dawn.
What? It's all lies, I tell you. It's lies.
Well, make up your mind.
It's lies. I've given up motor cars, I tell you. I haven't been near a car since dawn this morning last night. I'm cured of cars. I tell you, I don't need cars anymore. I'm willing to walk with sticks. I'm cured, I tell you. I haven't seen a car for days. Cars! I've got to have cars. Lots of cars. You've got to have cars.
Hold him down, Ned, while I give him this injection of car polish.
Peter, this is going to hurt a little.
So saying, he hit me.
Oh. That word, oh, was said by Peter Sellers in the absence of a man called Fred Fatang. But hark, what light through yonder window breaks?
Message for you.
Ah, Merry Christmas bells. And what's this?
The bell.
He didn't have much of a part.
I say, you look like a sporting man. I'll place my half a crown here. Now then, can a lady with a wooden leg change a pound note?
Can a lady with a wooden leg change a pound note? Of course she can.
No, she cannot.
Why not?
She's only got half a knicker.
Thank you, and for the corner people, ta. Part one. Will the cars take up their positions? On your Alfreds, get set. If the audience get on their marks, they too will be able to follow the show. Get set. We give you now the radio adaptation from the dinner of the same name, A Christmas Carol by Kind Permission.
Oh, you're a bad. You're bad. Oh.
And here, at Christmas, we see the great venerable offices of Scrooge and Marley, importers and exporters for the great year of
1887. Marley is dead. Marley is dead.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. To enter certain things in the all-weather lead ledgers. One barrel of Blunger's Violent Stone and Ginger Purge. One gill of Rare Leopard Oil in Nukes. One box of Feathered Shirt Lifters. Ow! Who is it?
Short man, can't reach the knocker.
Oh. Scratch it.
Where's it itching?
On my coo. On my coo.
Say you've got an itchy coo. Well, they're the kind of jokes they told in 1887.
Pour me my tea and only two sugars.
One too many. I'll recover it. Stand back.
Oh, hello. Care to join me in a cup of tea?
What? Have you seen three lumps of sugar come this way?
No, and I've been here since the milk came.
Come on now. Get out and get back to your desks, both of you, except Eccles and Ned.
Oh. For no reason at all, folks. What's the date today?
24th of December. Christmas Eve.
So they've both fallen on the same day. Must be slippery.
Yes, well, I don't think we can wait any longer for any more laughs on that one. Now, back to work or I'll belt your nothing.
But, Mr. Scrooge, it's Christmas Eve, the time of goodwill and custard.
So it is. Merry Christmas, Scratchy.
Merry Christmas!
Now, get back to your desk or I'll belt your nothing.
Please, Mr. Scrooge, can't I go home 2 seconds early tonight?
2 seconds? You must be mad.
Have a say to the next bloke.
I'm the next bloke, folks.
Please, Mr. Scrooge. It's Christmas Eve and custard. My wife is getting the children together for a census and custard.
No. N-O pronounced.
What a cruel man. Here I am as poor as a church bus, but much bigger, of course. All I'm paid is one wooden leg a week. And it's only worth half a nickel.
Remember, Neddy, the wages of sin is debt.
You've just been paid up.
What? You mind what you're saying? My father's influential. Did I write that? Influential. He's got a finger in every pie.
What's his name?
Sweeney Todd. What a next joke, folks. Will you put this school cap on and bend down? Because I'm going to chastise you. Now, lad, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you.
So saying, he hit himself.
Boy, this is the ideal time for me. Hello, folks, and this is the spirit of Christmas nose. Merry nose and custard, folks. Wally boy, play that nose and custard music.
Happy Conks, Max Geldray, with a white Christmas and a red bank statement. Christmas Carol and Custard Part 2. On your marks, bloom! The office of Scrooge at knocking off time.
Who's knocked off my sandwiches?
I was hungry and custard, Eccles. Oh. Look at my poor emaciated thin body.
Thin? You're thin. Stand on these talking scales.
Can he move?
It's a lion custard, I tell you. Look, I'm so thin my slacks have come down. I'll pull them up.
Caught you slacking. You're fired. F-I-R-E-D pronounced. Here is a week's notice. In lieu of money.
What about my wooden leg?
Put treacle on your head and go as a toffee apple. Now then, Eccles, I trust you.
So do I.
Good. Well, take this Christmas pudding and lodge it in my bank on your way home. You remember that. Well, it's near enough for Jazz. Little does he know the pudding's full of gold threepenny bits worth nearly £50,000.
So rich for me, folks. Come on, Ned. I'll walk home with you.
Right. Come on. Wasn't far, was it?
You remember the way, too.
I'll knock on the door of my old-fashioned HP home. Number 9, Downing Street.
You've never had it so good. Good night.
Wrong home.
Wrong Prime Minister.
What?
What is it, sailor?
Hello, my darling. Merry Christmas and custard.
Oh, who are you, then?
I'm Ned, your husband.
Oh, you can come in. Your dinner's in the oven. Oh, dear. Oh, stop it, Ned.
Well, it's Christmas. Oh. This is Eccles, my workmate.
Hello, Mrs. Cratchit.
Oh!
It's Christmas, isn't it?
Hello there, Daddy, darling.
Oh, Gladys, my golden-haired daughter. My, how you've changed.
Daughter, I'm your son.
You have changed. No more mixed bathing for you.
What?
Oh, darling wife, I just remembered. I forgot the Christmas pudding.
Hello, Daddy. When do we have that nice Christmas pudding, Daddy? Hello, Daddy. Hello, Daddy.
Who is this darling, wretched, cruddy little unshaven creature in the pram?
This is your first set of twins, Neddy.
Twins? There's only one of them.
They had a merger more economical.
The last voice came from a man 7 foot tall wearing a nappy.
I am your firstborn, Ned. That's why I'm older than you.
Now, I know you're lying. I never had a first child. We started with a second.
That's right. I'm your first second child. You mustn't doubt your ability, Daddy. Merry Christmas, Moriarty.
You said that last year.
Now to certain things. Let me help you with that naughty, heavy Christmas pudding, little Daddy.
Cause it's... Yes. Quick, Moriarty! Head for part 3. I got friends there. Ah.
Stop him! Quick! My silent movie piano! Get up there!
If the audience will all get their pianos ready, they too can join in the chase. Ready? Go!
You hear that, Moriarty? We're being pursued by pianos. Oh. We've got to throw them off the scent. In the bath. Now, scrub those cruddy knees.
Be careful!
What?
What, Mister? Fine, at your honeymoon. Well, have you got any windows you'd like cleaning and I?
What? What's it? No, I'm sorry, I haven't got one on me. But wait, is that your ladder?
Yes, license to carry 2 people in custard.
Could we hire it?
Doesn't go any higher, it's fully grown.
Is it myself? Is it myself?
Well, make me an offer.
And there's more where that came from.
Oh, lovely. A ton of reeking contemporary rubbish. Just what I want. You see, I bought the wife a dustbin for Christmas, and I don't want to give it to her empty.
Sentimental fool. Moriarty, start the ladder and balance that bath on top.
Bring it.
Music. Just when I was overtaking them.
Who's that tiny little monarch?
One. When are you then?
I'm down this old man.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. You think I was traveling on ahead? Hello.
Sewerman Sam, they calls me, mate. here. You haven't got a clothes peg handy, have you?
No, have you?
No, no. What other game can we play now?
Have you seen two men on thin, steaming legs pass this way?
Oh, yearn, yearn. They leave here on a ladder. One twit was balancing a bath on top of it. And the other twit was clutching a Christmas pudding twixt his knee.
That's them, all right.
Oh, I was only guessing. Oh, well, I'll come up for a smoke. Here, mate, would you care for a tow rag?
Thank you, just what I need. Wait, this isn't a tow rag, it's a cigarette.
I don't know.
Now, look, who's this? Who's in that two-seater pile of rubbish and custard?
It's mine, mate, a present from an enemy.
Want to rent it?
Cost you one wooden leg.
Here's half a knicker.
No! Mind what you're doing, sailor.
Nina Balham, what are you doing in that pram?
It makes me look younger.
Make the pram look older.
Never you mind, Ned. If it can happen to Lolita, it can happen to me.
I must be off.
Be off, then.
I was underneath that car cleaning it. What a twinnick I look lying on my back in the middle of the road. One arm held up, clutching a piece of body rag. Supposing a policeman had asked me what I was doing, I would say, "Constable, I cannot tell a lie. I'm breaking the world's record for oily rag clutching." Ah, hello, everybody. I didn't see you there. Merry Christmas and custard to you all. Are you all getting nice things in your stockings? I'm getting legs in mine. He threw that junior spaceman Christmas pudding at me.
Merry Christmas, bottle.
Echoes you, twit. What you doing swimming up the pavement?
Nothing like a dip in the morning. Hop, splash.
You dive onto the pavement?
Yeah.
You must be mad.
Can't argue with facts, folks.
Ignorance is no excuse, Echo.
How about stupidity?
Well, come on then. Show us how you can dive under the pavement, Echo.
Well,
come on, show us.
That's one of my secrets. No. Okay, then. Well, all right, then. What? Oh! Oh! My secret's out. I nearly went unconscious then.
But don't you worry, because I can cure that unconsciousness.
Oh.
Stop ad-libbing, man. Hand me that tax-free hammer. Now then, close your little eyes.
Right.
Now close your big ones. Ladies and gentlemen, my subject's head is now unconscious. By using the blend butter special waiting method, I will rest her in the hell. While we are waiting, we will wait. I wonder what the folks back home are doing.
We're not doing anything. Oh, that made an egg. What happened?
See, he is conscious.
Oh.
I have cured him. I have cured him of the unconsciousness.
How much I owe you, Doc?
Nothing.
That's cheap.
Yeah. I don't know how I keep going. If you're struck down in the future, here's my card in case.
Oh, a card and a little case.
Keep the rain off. Bye-bye, Echo.
Bye-bye, Bottle. There goes a clever man.
Man, these introductions get worse all the time. Bring out the bees, bring out the bees, bring out the bees to me. Bring out the bees, bring out the bees, bring out the bees to me. I'm cool, calm, and collective when I see your face. My control is projected into outer space. I light up at the sight of you. Bring out the beast in me, baby, do. Maybe drowsy and lazy till you ring my bell. Then for action I'm crazy, baby, can't you tell? I can't wait to be loved by you. Bring out the beast in me, baby, do. Love is basic, needs no subtle overtures. Love may vary, but I'm just crazy over yours. What you do to my system, no one's done before. Take my arms, baby, twist them if you want some more. My responses depend on you. Bring out the beast in me, baby, do. Oh, yes, 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 yes. That's nice, Damien, that's nice. Basic, needs no subtle overtures. Love may vary, but I'm just crazy over yours. What you do to my system, no one's done before. Take my arms, baby, twist them if you want some more. My responses depend on you. Bring out the beast in me, baby. Bring out the beast in me, baby. Bring out the beast in me, baby, do. Baby do, baby do, baby do. Bring out the beast, bring out the beast in me.
Third. Remember, ladies, Ray Ellington is now on sale in the new 4-ounce tins.
Girls, Ray Ellington lasts the whole drink through. Ellington Fong.
It doesn't get any clearer.
You could say that again.
What about your brandy now?
However, from the privacy of my own Christmas trousers, I announce the last part of Christmas Tales You Lose. The scene. Two criminals are approaching the home of a Mr. Watt, a Welsh expert on Dickens.
What the Dickens are calling me? I was sitting in my farmer's in Brecon when...
Look, Ritpipe, there's a man sitting in his farmer's in Brecon when...
What? Must be 50 miles away. I'll knock.
Knock! Ooh, a couple of English crags and a ladder.
Sir... We are two impoverished professional Christmas pudding eaters.
Please, sir, all we ask is a nice table and two chairs facing inward.
Well, seeing as though it's Christmas and custard, come in. Well, and whee! This is my wife.
She sounds like a door.
Hello, darling boys. Welcome to a real Welsh home bath. It's a warm, bright, moonlit night to afternoon. I can't help loving that man of mine.
Must be hell in Wales.
How dare you talk about my old Dutch like that?
Don't you move, Harry Welshman. You and that Dutch thing in drag, get it to the cupboard. Harry, man, you're due at the door any second in your role of Scratchit.
You're right, there I am now.
Quick, Moriarty, swallow that pulling downwind.
No, you don't. Don't move, Moriarty. This match. Recognize it?
That match? That match is the one that belongs to Thin and me.
Hello, match.
And that, folks, is how Moriarty and Gritpipe met their match.
Well,
Nearly finished, folks.
Kitty for that, folks. Part three, all's well that ends well. Folks, I return home with my Christmas pudding intact, doing my own continuity.
Welcome home, Scratchit.
Mr. Scrooge and Custard, what are you doing here? Wearing a funny paper hat, a ginger wig, and a three-legged cardboard suit.
I've changed drastically. I'm no longer a miser. Here near the present boy.
What I've always wanted. A white spotted bowler.
Yes. The Trafalgar Square special.
Let's give the second version of that gag, shall we?
Why not? Here, Ned, is a present for you.
A white spotted bowler.
Yeah, next year I'm playing for the West Indies.
First time was better, wasn't it?
Right, left, and on the other legs available. Oh! Now to certain things. Are you ready, Eccles?
Sure.
Now tell me, have you ever been hit with a sock full of grit?
No.
Ow! In future, the answer will be yes. Now are you ready? One, go. Good King Bensley, look out. Look out, Bensley. Oh, the feet are dealing.
Shut
up,
Ah, listen. A military carol singer. A Merry Christmas to you, sir. A Merry Christmas to you, sir.
The hell with all that rubbish, sir. What about the money?
Great Kasukas.
Where?
Major Dennis Budnock in the flesh.
It's only a temporary arrangement, I assure you. I happened to be passing, and I heard the sound of a merry ex-certificate Christmas party, feeling no pain and having no fear.
Oh!
What?
Dennis of Doolally. My old steaming sweetheart.
What? Min of Mongolia. Oh, me pukes.
Dennis, look. I'm underneath the mistletoe.
Oh.
You're free.
Now then. Close your eyes, Min.
Ready.
Right in the old seasonals. Now then, Ned of Wales. What is this I hear about you and a four-eyed woman?
Four-eyed woman?
I heard you sing it on some record. I love you for aye. You were saying?
A song.
Oh.
A Christmas song. Oh, just we need to avoid a funny payoff. Come, let us all pull together. This is the time of agreement among men.
Agreement.
Let us sing a white Christmas.
One, two.
And as the goons bluff through the payoff, we wish a Merry Christmas and Custard to human beings everywhere. And it appears to me they are just about everywhere. What a pity. Good night.